Researchers at Northwestern University have developed a new literacy test for kids, and here's what's remarkable about it. They say the 30-minute test can predict trouble reading even in kids who are too young to read. Corey Turner of the NPR Ed Team explains.
When I first read this study in the journal PLOS Biology, two words came to mind: science fiction. Because flagging kids as troubled readers before they can even read feels kind of like being cuffed by Tom Cruise in Minority Report for a crime that hasn't even happened yet.
I'm placing you under arrest for the future murder of Sarah Marks and Donald Dubin. It was to take place today, April 22nd, at 0800 hours, 4 minutes.
No, I didn't do anything.
I mean, when it comes to predicting a child's reading ability, it's not as if scientists have some kind of movie magic looking glass.
This is a biological looking glass into a child's literacy potential.
That's Nina Kraus, the Northwestern neurobiologist behind this new literacy test. She says our ability to read begins with our ears and those early years spent hearing and cataloging speech sounds. It's hard work. Everything we hear, our brains have to process, separating the stuff that's meaningful from all of the noisy nonsense. And they do it in microseconds.
This is arguably some of the most complex computation that we ask our brain to do.
Every sound creates a kind of electric reflection in the brain. Brainwaves even look like the sound waves they're reacting to. And it's loads of information packed into these brainwaves, Kraus says, that can tell her if a child who can't yet read may have trouble reading down the road. As for the test itself,
the child is sitting in a comfy chair, he's watching a movie of his choice, and we have these scalp electrodes on, which we call buttons.
So imagine kids as young as three watching
Wally.
While Kraus and her team recorded their brain waves. But wearing headphones, the subjects could only hear the movie in their left ear. In the right, they heard this. That's half a dozen people, but the chatter's too dense to make out. It's just noise. Now, the important part, over that chatter, researchers played this.
Da.
The simple consonant vowel combination, da, looped.
Da, 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 da,
so to the kids in the study, the whole thing sounded like this. A mess, right? But even as you hear this in your car or your shower, wherever you are, your brain's responding to every sound in there. And Kraus and her team could see in the kids' brain waves how well they could separate the speech sound from everything else. What's the sign of a healthy brain and a strong future reader? Brain waves that, in spite of the noise, capture the richness of that tiny little DAW. Things like timing, harmonics, and consistency.
If the brain responds differently to that same sound, the sound hasn't changed, how is a child to learn?
Kraus tested one batch of three-year-olds and then tested them again at four and was able to predict language skill. Her team also tested kids as old as 14 and were able to predict reading skill as well as flag learning disabilities. I asked Kraus what she'd like to see in her looking glass.
My vision for this is to have every child tested at birth.
Because, Kraus says, this science fiction idea is based on something we've known for decades. When it comes to helping kids with literacy challenges, earlier is better. Corey Turner, NPR News, Washington.